Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Davis moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam scores. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Davis steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Christopher reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosboro for a passed ball. Altman moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roseborough moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drysdale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Davis moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Davis scores. Fairley moves to third. Howard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Griffith pinch hits for Nate Oliver. Daryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Trusewski now playing second base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drysdale is called out on strikes. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Dodgers, 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roseborough strikes out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Hunter now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 4 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Ribbent covering. Safe. Gilliam moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis is walked intentionally. Davis moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 4 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Gilliam scores. Davis moves to third. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.